This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. The Milwaukee Bucks want to expand their footprint in the local concert scene. The team has formed a joint venture with Madison-based promoter and venue operator FPC Live, which wants to spend $50 million to develop two concert venues in part of a vacant area just south of the Fiserv Forum. The Forum is where the Bucks play and host concerts. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson helped unveil the plans yesterday.
Anyone who has passed by the now former Bradley Center site since it was deconstructed must have thought, you know, what's next at this location? Well, now we know at least part of that answer. This is good for downtown. It's good for the city of Milwaukee.
The announcement of this proposed development in what's known as the Deer District comes about 10 days after downtown shootings following a Bucks game injured 21 people. Bucks and Fiserv Forum President Peter Fagan says the security at and outside the new buildings will be a priority.
It's on top of our minds all the time, specifically in design, no question.
The Bucks say the two concert venues will only take up the northeast section of the former Bradley Center site. One venue will have a capacity of about 4,000 people, the other 800. The team expects 135 events a year at the two sites, with plans to open them later next year. FPC Live, its parent company Frank Productions, and its partner Live Nation produce about 550 events annually in Wisconsin, including some at Fiserv Forum. FPC recently pulled back from a proposed concert venue near Summerfest, but it's promising designs inside the Deer District venues that are unlike competing concert halls in the Milwaukee area. Milwaukee Common Council President Jose Perez says he's heard competition concerns from other music site owners.
Some of the venues are a little nervous about that. I'm told that this fits a sweet spot of a void of concerts that don't come here or turn away Milwaukee for that reason. And these guys know the market. It's their investment, and we're going to see what the plan looks like, figure out how we get it through.
Perez says the council will have say-so over zoning for the two new venues and could take up other issues. The Bucks are promising to honor community benefits agreements affecting wages and organizing rights in the Deer District. A labor official says he looks forward to nailing down the details for the two new concert venues. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.